Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome back to the Orbital Tribe. This is episode 3, and I'm Mignon, your host and creator of this podcast. Y'all want to jump right in. I want to talk about being a generational curse breaker and the trauma associated with that and how to get your power back. You know, in the past couple episodes, you kind of got a background on my orbiting and being a scapegoat archetype. And I don't think being a scapegoat archetype is what you have to be a generational curse breaker. I have a friend who is, you know, growing up, she would tell you that she was more of a hero archetype, you know, the dutiful daughter. And now she's kind of turned it on its head and she's becoming more of a scapegoat because she is breaking those generational curses. But, you know, for sure, she was a hero. But, you know, I have this image in my mind, right? This vision of, you know, kind of what it's like when we embark upon this journey. So before, you know, the seed is implanted in our mother's womb, you know, you're up there with God and you're looking through eternity at this world. And he says, I'm sending you to that bloodline because I want you to break all those generational curses on that bloodline. It's going to be kind of tough, but I just need you to remember this is your assignment. This is who you are. And so, you know, the seed's planted, you're in utero, and then you're born into this world. And our memory is kind of, I feel like it's wiped during the birthing process. And so I feel like the journey of self-actualization is more, it's less of a journey of becoming, it's more of remembering what God spoke over you before the foundations of the world began. And it's knowing the word of God and knowing that the Bible says that we were chosen before the foundations of the world even began, and that we were known by him before we were even placed in our mother's womb. And so that's kind of where I get that image from. And then your life and the obstacles that come your way, the difficulties are honestly, you know how the Bible says all things are working together for your good? I really believe now that the obstacles and the trauma you face are tools to help you remember who you are and what battle you came to not only fight, but defeat, because the Bible says that you're more than a conqueror as well, right? He's Jehovah Nissi, right? The God of victory. And he's a banner over us, but he's also a banner of love. And so we face these obstacles and these traumas, and I feel like we can forget ourselves for a while. Like I said, I'm not big on trusting people. And I was already an introvert as a child. Like as a kid, I wasn't quote unquote, like afraid to talk to people. I just wasn't necessarily that interested. It's like, if you were interesting, then I would come talk to you, but I would come talk to you in a way where it was like, I would kind of start the conversation in the middle of a conversation. You would think we were talking before I started talking to you. I would just kind of come say something like, you like butterflies, huh? Like it was, you know, I would watch people and I would observe. And if I decided to come and talk to you, I would. But being the third of four kids and being a middle child, like I just know how to play by myself. You know, I know how to be by myself and be entertained and be happy. So I've never necessarily needed a ton of people, and I definitely recharge when I'm by myself. But if I'm in the right group of people, then it can charge me. But it's been a while since I've been in that kind of environment. And I kind of want to talk about the reality of, and like, I guess the trauma and the depression and the reality of like, hey, you know, my dream came true in 2019. Right? I became a serious working actress on a hit TV show. And not a month later after filming Wrapped, that old familiar discouragement and depression crept back up. And it was like, hey, girl, where you been? And I was like, no, where you been? I thought you were gone. And she was like, nah, see, you was remembering all them lines and stuff. So, you know, you couldn't hear me. But see, now you ain't got to worry about them lines so you can hear me. You remember all that stuff people did to you? And it wasn't necessarily that overt, right? There were triggers. I had made this meaning in my mind that, you know, hey, I'm on a hit show now. Like, I'll be able to get this, this, and this, and these doors will open, and that door will open. And they didn't. And because I hadn't done the deep, deep healing I needed to do, these programs that had been running in the background without me even knowing just became really loud. They weren't necessarily specific. It was just familiar. And you know, the Bible talks about familiar spirits. And so it was just that familiar spirit of like depression and discouragement. And I know y'all are like, I know you lying, sis. Like you just, your dreams came true and you tell me you still weren't happy. Well, that's, I don't know if anyone's seen any recent interviews I've done, but I'm trying to put people on game, like getting stuff and checking things off of your bucket list in life. That's not necessarily going to bring you abiding joy. It will bring you momentary happiness, even something as big as I'm a working actress now. And it just won't fulfill you. And I know that maybe some people heard me at the end of episode one say that, and they were like, easy for you to say. But it's like, no, baby, I'm saying it from experience. Like, it came back heavy. And I feel like almost any actor will tell you that. My friend from, you know, college, like she got on a hit show and she said the same thing happened. And I remember thinking, because I hadn't gotten the show yet, I was like, dang, you still was sad? Like, well, what is going to make us happy? And I remember her saying the worst part about it is you don't know what it is. And so pretty much since 2019, I've been doing a lot of deep, deep healing. And things have happened in this industry that make no sense to me. I've had encounters with people that are mind-boggling. And, you know, of course, things that you have to heal from. But I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of retreated into myself. And it was just like, And I'm realizing that, like, now I'm in a place where I really feel like I'm getting my power back. And I'm getting my mind back and my freedom back and my creativity back and my joy back. Like I said, I was getting to the deep root of like the trust issues that I had. I realize that a lot of what made me the scapegoat archetype and an orbiter, and I said, you know, I realized God made me a warrior and he's made my hands to war, but I'm really understanding that there were some things on my family line that I feel like, and what I'm realizing is the only way it could stop with me is if, honestly, I was a victim of it. You know what I mean? Like, my heart is so sensitive to injustice because I've experienced injustice. My heart is sensitive to different types of pain and just experiences because I've experienced it, right? And so I think about how I felt like black sheep in my family, but I feel like the reason why I was black sheep is because somebody had to break it, right? Somebody had to be the one to break the cycle. And not that I'm alone in that, but someone had to step out first and do it. And so if you are recovering from trauma, from being someone who sees things that other people don't see, right? Wants to call out things that other people are too afraid to speak on. And you have been ostracized, invalidated. You've been, what's the word when they take away your credibility? I want to say I'm sorry. You know, I'm so sorry for the things that happened to you that no one has apologized for. No one has taken accountability for. No one has even validated that has happened to you. I am so sorry. You didn't deserve it. And I'm sorry that the people who saw it happening didn't speak up either. I'm sorry for the people who told you to shut up and just take it. I'm sorry for the people who would even find ways to twist wisdom or scripture to make you the one who needs to sit down and be quiet, rather than speaking to, right? Speaking truth to power and telling them to stop, right? Instead of taking the time to speak up against who's wrong, they would use their voice to quiet you. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I keep hitting this mic with my chin. I hope you can't hear it. I'm so sorry. And you deserved better. And I want you to know you're not alone out here. There are so many of us who have been through that, especially women. Men too. We don't talk about it with men as much, because we kind of respect a man who's a rebel and who goes his own way. But every once in a while, there are some men who experience that. And, you know, I've oftentimes, you know, you can feel crazy. I remember KJ said to me, you know, Mignon, you're a unicorn. I was like, I know. And I feel nuts. She said, I can only imagine how crazy you feel being a unicorn. And, you know, I remember probably from ages 12 to maybe 25, I felt like I was just constantly trying to get people to see where I was coming from and maybe prove that I wasn't crazy or I was on the right track. Not that people were trying to make me clinically, even though there were times if I got into arguments with certain people in my family, one of the forms of invalidation would to say that you were, you know, clinically crazy. So I don't really like to use the word crazy because it is weaponized. But I just want you to know one thing I learned, if this is where you are, right? If you are on a healing journey, you're breaking generational cycles, the more you try to prove to people you're on the right track or that you're making the right decision or you're not crazy or whatever, the more you're going to look crazy. You will never get people who are committed to insanity to see your sanity. You will never get people who are committed to insanity to see your sanity. And you know how there's that saying, you have to fight fire with fire. When you find yourself in struggle with those kind of people, you kind of have to look as crazy as them, if not crazier. And I found myself caught in that cycle all the time with people. So let that go. You know, if you need to quit the job, quit the job. You don't need their validation. If you need to leave the relationship, leave the relationship. If you need to, you know, go back to school, go back to school. Break the curse. Like I said, I don't think it's a process of becoming someone that you aren't. It's a process of remembering the person that you are, the person that God called you to be, the person that God said you were and that he spoke over you. That's why I love the Bible, because to me, the Bible, well, Jesus is the cheat code, but the Bible is like the manual for understanding the cheat code. You know what I mean? Like if you want to like look up some moves, I guess, like I didn't play video games. My brothers didn't let me. So forgive my, I'm not as good as with these analogies, but like, you know, say like, you know, you have the controller, the game console controller or whatever, and you're trying to look up, you know, what you do with the X and the O and the bop, bop, bop. Like, I feel like the Bible is kind of like that manual that tells you, okay, X and O at the same time, plus the button on the front, and then you'll get this, right? And I feel like the Bible is kind of like that, you know? The Bible says, I believe in Lamentations, that God sings over us. Y'all, I didn't say Corinthians. I just want to point that out. that he sings over us. And unfortunately, you know, we experience these obstacles and we experience these things that happen. And we We hold fast to what the enemy of our souls says about us. We rehearse the negativity that the people around us have said about us. And I want you to know that in order to take back your power from that moment in time where you got stuck, you know, maybe you wanted to be a chef or something, and one person said something, I don't know, said something about you or your food, and you just kind of stopped. You gotta rewire your brain. And that's why I recommend the neural cycle. But you also just have to know what God says about you. But the thing about the neural cycle, which is really great, it helps you kind of do the deep work to dismantle the thought. Our brains, I mean, neurons, if you ever look at, you know, pictures of neurons and what our brains look like and what thoughts look like, it's very similar to what's existing outside of our body. So you literally have to kind of unravel it and denature it. And then you can put the positive cognition of what God says about you there to replace it. So again, I'm going to recommend the neural cycle. I might even try to put the link in the description. I'm not going to might try. I will do that. I will put the link in the description. But you got to take back your power. And the way you do that is by knowing who you are. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Whatsoever a man thinketh in his heart, that he is also. You are not what happened to you. You're not what they said about you. You are not your circumstances. Well, I mean, if you can fast, and it doesn't have to be like a dry fast where it's no food or no water. It doesn't have to be water only. You can do a Daniel fast, right? No meat or animal protein. And as Daniel said, no delicious food, right? So rich foods. And seek the Lord on what he says about you. I mean, I've done it. I've asked God. I was like, God, how do you see me? And he's given me multiple iterations of it. Ask God how he sees you. Because I think that's what's going on in the world. There are so many good people in the world who are playing small because they're afraid of what someone else will say because of what people have said in the past and what people have done in the past and how people have invalidated you in the past. And we need your gift. We need the thing that God sent you here to do. It's really not just about you. And I think that's the thing that kind of freed me to pursue my dreams, is because it's not about me. That's why I'm doing this podcast, because it's not about me. It's work to do this, y'all. It's work. Okay. And so I realize it's not about me. Everybody is not going to mess with what I'm doing, and that's okay. But it's for whosoever will come. And it's like God has people like me, and there's so many other people out there like me that are doing this so that it can find the ears that it needs to land on. So my prayer is that it lands on those ears, and I pray that someone experiences breakthrough, and it's just that thing that they needed to hear to pull the trigger on that thing that they know God has placed inside of them, but they've been questioning themselves because the voice of the enemy is ringing in their head. And the crazy thing about it is the voice of the enemy might sound like a family member or a friend or a teacher, because the enemy used that person to speak those lies over you. And the worst part is that the voice of the enemy might even sound like your own now. And I'm just hoping I can break those chains off of somebody, because you have chains to break off of someone else. Remember who you are, what you were created to do, and why you're here. And if you need help finding that out, please read your Bible. Please pray. Ask God how he sees you and what he sent you here to do. And he might take his time revealing it. It might be this beautiful step-by-step puzzle maze that he takes you on. And it's a couple of years before you look back and you can, you know, give a definite answer, but you go on this beautiful journey with God. And I promise you, he will probably do that because A, he knows how you need to hear the answer. Because some of you, if God were to tell you right now that you're going to be president of the United States and you're, you know, washing dishes in your school's cafeteria because that's the only work study job you could get to pay your way through college, you might not believe him. So he can't tell you that right now. He probably has to tell you, you know, go intern at this place. And then he tells you to do the next thing and the next thing. And the next thing you know, you're the president that this country has needed. So I just want you to know, I just feel really excited for somebody. Because you needed to hear that. Read your Bible, pray, meditate, fast. And books that really helped me while I was fasting. The Alchemist. Listen to The Alchemist. It's a really good one. Jeremy Irons reads the one that I listened to. I think he's the only one who read it. But Jeremy Irons, the guy who did the voice of Scar. Yeah, really great actor. He reads The Alchemist and it's so good. And if you, you know, don't have Audible, you can rent it from your local library. That's what I did when I was broke. I didn't buy books. I use my library card. Use your library card, baby. It's in a book. I promise. So yeah, I believe in you, brother, sister. If y'all have prayer requests, let's all pray for each other. You know what I'm saying? Because where two or more are gathered, okay? And I know I need prayer, so pray for me. But yeah, y'all, that's episode 3 of the Orbital Tribe. Please like, please subscribe, rate us on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you can rate. You can follow us on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram. It's MIGNON_FOF. And the Orbital Tribe is just @The Orbital Tribe. Thank you so much, and until next time.